Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about how to build a digital product on a shoestring budget. So a lot of people, you know, come to me and say like, I've really got this great idea, but I don't want to invest like loads of money into it if it might not work. And there is always that danger. So I've been doing this now for well over 10 years. I've worked with some really big companies, and we're talking multi-million pound companies. I've worked with a $1 billion company as well. And I have seen people who've been successful in other areas plough millions of pounds into products and the company has gone into liquidation. And I've got one story in mind where I think about this all the time, and this is what I tell people. Just because somebody has been successful in one area doesn't always mean that they will have success in another area. They might do, they might strike lucky, and there are people who've done that. But building a digital product, you need a framework. You need a system, a proven system that will help you get from A to B, get to where you need to be. And the first thing that you really need to think about is my product a market fit? And it's something else that I hear all the time where people come to me and they say, I know it'll work. I know it'll work. And that confidence sometimes can be really detrimental to your success. And it's a really risky approach. Now, I say to people, look, I'll take your word for it and I can help you build a digital product. But we are entering the market once we finish this at really high risk. And by that, I mean, we don't know if it's going to work because I've just gone off what you said. Now, if we validated our hypothesis, so we've got an idea, we think it might work, we went out there and we looked to see if it would work or not, and we gained that confidence, we get some feedback, because chances are, I'd say 9.9 times out of 10, you will put something out there and it will not be right. And you can't go about fixing something once it's already out there in the market. Well, you can, but you only get the chance to impress customers once. So if you push your product out into the market, that percentage of people who may have tested your product, if it's not right the first time, they'll go elsewhere. If they're frustrated, they'll go elsewhere. If they don't feel within the first few seconds that it's going to work for them, they'll go elsewhere. So we don't get that second opportunity, but also we don't want to spend months and months and months researching, you know, coming up with like the most ideal project and then putting it out there, because also time is money. So what can we do? Well, the first thing that I would always do is validate your hypothesis, your idea, to see if it's a market fit. And we can do this in as little as 5 days. And I use something called the design sprint process. And basically, we're just going to create a really quick and dirty prototype, a, you know, working prototype that won't be fully fleshed out, but gives users the idea. And we go out there and we test it with people who fit your target audience. And by doing this, we validate, is it a market fit? What are the pain points, the frustrations? And we also validate up to 86% of user experience issues by creating that prototype. And that is a lot. And when we push it out then into the market, we know we've only spent 5 days on it. It's a smaller cost in comparison to fully fleshing out and developing something that we've spent, you know, a couple of months creating, even longer in some people's cases. And we gain that confidence to go, right, actually, we've learned. And that's what the whole 5-day process is about. And I like to use 8 days as well, because it gives us that little bit more flexibility. But even you think about this, within the next 2 weeks, you can have validated a product concept and you can also have gained valuable feedback and you will have learned something. So that's what the goal is. The goal is to learn from our audience what it is that they actually want, what their needs are, and if our product works, we get that product validation. And we also then can make a decision. Do we want to now fully flesh out this product? Do we want to create all the visual designs? Do we want to go ahead now and develop this? Or maybe we still got a few little bits that we want to do. Maybe we need to do a little bit more testing, because so many users, when they were testing the product, said that they were frustrated with this. And we now need to go back and think about this. How can we improve that? And we can create something called a how might we, that I really like to put a positive spin on situations that enable us to start ideating and thinking about solutions. So the how might we concept is really great, and that's how I run some design sprints. So you might have another sprint where it might be only 5 days, but we're going to focus on how we might improve X, Y, or Z. And we're not going to prototype this time. We're going to do some research. And that's how we would go about doing it. And within a couple of sprints, you can have literally created a digital product that you have confidence in. You're going to market at low risk because you know it's going to work. And that is a massive difference between somebody who goes out there with a little bit of hope, an optimistic outlook, which is great. Sometimes people do get lucky. Those people who haven't done this, I put that down to luck. I don't put that down to having a proper strategy. And because it's worked for one person doesn't mean it will work for another. I've seen it time and time and time again. And I wouldn't be a good consultant to other businesses if I enabled people to put their ideas out into the market that were risky and that weren't going to achieve success. Because I like people to get a return upon investment, and I feel in order to do that we have to be really metric driven. We have to think about the numbers. Where are we now? Where is it we want to be? And I have a specific process for breaking that down and understanding what it is we want. If we don't have a plan, we're never ever going to be able to meet that goal. We're never going to be able to achieve what it is that we want to achieve. Now, sometimes projects do go on for months and months and months. Even I work with clients where our projects go on for months and months. But what we are doing during that process is we're constantly utilizing our audience in our decision making, because that's user experience design. If we don't have users within the process, it's not user experience design, it's design, it's experience design. You know, we've got to be involving the users at every step of the process. And when sometimes I work with huge enterprises, and some of them are really well-known brands, they want to spend months and months and months. But what they'll be doing is they'll be doing like a feature release. So every like couple of sprints, they'll release this feature and then we'll enhance. And this is for businesses that want that digital transformation. They're not just looking to improve parts of their product. They're also looking to launch new features as well. And that can take a lot longer, and that's a much bigger project. But if you're just starting out and you're thinking, how can I create a digital product? I've got an idea for a piece of software, an app, or maybe I want to launch a new website. How can I do this with confidence that it's going to work? And how can I quickly understand if it's going to work or not? And that is where design sprints come in. I'm a huge advocate for using the design sprint process. And also I'm a huge advocate for a user-centric approach, data-driven design thinking, and getting something out there as quickly as possible, failing quickly and learning quickly too. And there is one other area that I think is really, really crucial to ensuring that it's a market fit. And that's something called the jobs to be done, which you can hear about in my other podcasts. The jobs to be done framework is rather than focusing on demographics and who your market is, because in order to create a product, we need to know who our market is, who our audience type and segment are. But rather than focusing on how old they are or, you know, what are their interests, we're thinking more from an outcome-driven perspective. And that is my whole approach, is how can we create products that are, create a digital product that is focused on what are our audience's outcomes. So we're not thinking about outputs. That's how a lot of people tend to think when they're building a digital product. They tend to be thinking about what features they want to build, or, you know, how can I make this drop down really fancy, or we'll have this search functionality. It's really not about that. We need to be thinking about the end user's goals and what it is they're wanting to achieve. So the analogy I like to use is nobody wants a quarter inch drill, they want a quarter inch hole. So let's not focus on the drill, let's focus on the hole. So we're focusing on the outcome that they want. And when we focus on outcome and forget about outputs, what we're doing is really channeling our thinking to think really broadly. And we're in a space then when we're not actually trying to compete against competitors, we're trying to compete against the outcome that they're wanting. And there can be hundreds of different types of solutions then for that. And we enter that solution space where we can ideate and we can really channel our thinking towards an outcome-driven perspective instead of focusing on outputs. I've got blogs about this on my site. I've also got information about jobs to be done in other podcasts. So please also check out my YouTube channel and you'll find a little bit more information about that, because I think it's a really crucial part to de-risking your product design strategy.